traveled this afternoon, and great day to come out, get your oil changed, or maybe look at a car. It's been pretty busy the last few weeks.
Well, good.
Especially on the oil change side. I've been talking to customers. They keep saying, well, I thought your capacity was going up. And I tell you, folks, it has. It really did. I was looking at the last few, just Saturdays alone, and we, you know, typically on a weekday, but in both stores, we'll do 100, 125 oil changes in a day.
Mm-hmm.
On a Saturday, we're not open quite a full day, and we usually do, you know,
more.
In the past we did about 50 or mm-hmm. so, and now we're doing about 75.
And we're just getting faster then,
seven
right?
to one. And, you know, so now we're looking at, we're going to have to staff up some more in order to expand the hours, really. We're kind of, we've expanded the facility greatly, and we're filling that capacity up. We're the appointment thing on Toyota has just been outstanding too. We continue to grow our appointments. I know a lot of people, when they call me, they say, well, I try to come in on Saturday morning, I get there at 7 o'clock and they're all lined up.
Yep.
You know, it's great. I love that $9.95 oil change. You save me a lot of money, and I love to get my car inspected and make know it's safe out there, but I don't want to wait.
No,
so
I don't.
So the appointment gives you that.
Right.
You know, it's a mixed blessing. I know that it's frustrating when you do have to wait, but bear with us. Recognize we're changing oil as fast as we can for as many people as we can, and it's a great thing.
And so, you want to make sure the right amount of oil gets in there, gets out of there, and gets in there.
Yeah, we can't really rush things. That's that we've learned that.
All right.
But that's great. So it's a good day for that. And $9.95 oil changes all around, and both stores. So come on out and take care of that. I've got a lot of great deals on cars going on, too, right
okay.
now.
Okay.
We'll talk about real quick. You know, we've talked a lot about in the last few months, really years, mm-hmm. about the great interest rates that are out there. We're mm-hmm. starting to see them go up just a little bit, but you can still get 0% through both Toyota Finance and Ford Credit.
Okay.
We've got 9 different Toyotas with 0% right now. You can stack rebates on top of those on a lot of them. Like on a Tundra, a special edition, you can get 0% for 60 months plus a $1,500 rebate.
Okay.
Great deals like that on Fords too, on the Focus, Fusion, and Escape. You've got the 0 for 60 and a $2,000 trade assist. So if you're trading in your vehicle, you get an additional $2,000 to help you cover your trade. So again, great deals on everybody, great for everybody, and great payments. Used cars too. When we were together last week with mm-hmm. Charlie, we mentioned we're going to have our next used car auction at the Price Road location on February 27th. We're stocking up some vehicles.
We'll be out there for consumer
That's
calls.
Right. We're going
yep.
to have consumer calls come out.
Mm-hmm.
So, and just really want to make it as big as possible. Our idea here is really to take those cars that we used to take to auction, ones that maybe don't meet our standards for the Q-certified vehicles. These are the best of the best that are traded in. They're all under 100,000 miles. They come mm-hmm. with a no-cost set up to 7-year or 100,000 miles on the odometer warranty
all right.
on all our used cars that qualify. Those that don't, we're going to start, we used to just take most of them to the auction. We're going to start selling them at the Price Road location. The auction last December worked great. It was really a great event. Got a lot of people out, and we sold a bunch of cars. So we're going to do it again on February 27th. We'll have a lot of great deals on cars and low price cars. You know, just examples right now that we've got that we're kind of holding back, or like
uh-huh.
a 07 Chrysler 300. That's got a retail value of $9,200. We'd price it at $84.95 today.
Mm-hmm.
We've got other great value vehicles like a Hyundai Accent that's a $51.75 retail value. We'd sell for $44.95.
Okay.
We've got some another one, 2007 Prius. It's a 4-door hybrid. Great fuel economy. Retail is $66.50. Over $1,000 under that, $54.95. So just an example of some great deals on used cars out at Dungis too.
I have a question. When you do the auction,
yeah,
is financing available, or if it's an auction, you got to buy it and get out of there?
Well, what works best is if you want to finance, you can mm-hmm. come in and get everything set up beforehand. We can okay. have idea of the range, and then you got flexibility on the cars.
Okay.
Of course, if you want to come, we'll let you know. You have to register for the auction. If you haven't got your finance set up, we can do it afterwards
okay.
too. So it really just depends on the individual, what's going on that day. We had a lot of people come with cash the last time,
right.
so that works great. Obviously,
well, cash always works.
But because we're, you know, that's one of the neat things. It's not, mm-hmm. I mean, about doing it, an auction at a car dealership is we're
right.
set up with all
that.
The
okay.
with all the financing options, with the service department, the detail shop right there. So everything's set.
Okay.
You know, if you go to an auction at an auction company, they bring in cars from all dealers, and they're you really don't have that flexibility.
No,
you have
better
that
have
set
money
up.
In your pocket.
Yeah. So it's a little different. And,
okay.
And, you know, frankly, there aren't a lot of used car auctions in this part of the state.
You
can get them in Tulsa, mm-hmm. Some parts of southeast Kansas, and our idea is not really to sell them to wholesalers, which is usually what you see at the big auctions in
right.
Tulsa. There's a few where the public are invited, but we want to sell to the public, kind of cut out that middleman,
okay.
Make great deals for our customers like
okay.
we do every day.
Yeah, because someone that needs an inexpensive vehicle sometimes needs to make payments too, so
yeah,
that's
yeah.
good. Good to
yeah.
know. All
yeah,
right.
Good. It's a good thing. And, you know, I did want to introduce somebody we brought in today. One of my good friends has been around a long time and is
you're looking like, where's that guy at?
Been around as long as I've been in Bartlesville, I guess. We've hung out together. He's a great customer. He's one of our county commissioners, and he's here today to help us kind of talk about the Polar Plunge coming up this Saturday, among other things. But Mike Bouvier, say hello.
Hello, everyone. This is Mike Bouvier, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the Polar Plunge. The Polar Plunge we've been doing in Bartlesville for 5 years now, and on this coming Saturday will be our fifth Polar Plunge. Last year we had about 57 jumpers. And
plungers, they're plungers.
Jumpers and plungers.
They actually jump in cold water?
They actually do.
It'll be warmer, though, for them.
They're
going
to be at the Hilton Garden this year, and I was thinking, man, would it be really cool if they could jump off the building and into the water, but the water's a little bit too shallow for that.
We don't want nobody hurt.
No.
Freezing, yes. Hurt, no.
Yeah, it's really neat because they dress it up in costumes and so forth, and there's a contest. The contest is having the best costume, and then there's a contest on who raises the most money and so forth, and that
and who gets the most water out of the pool.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. I've seen one girl a couple of years ago just got back in there and swam around the pool, and it was like zero out, and was like, you got to be kidding me. But we raised over $17,000 last year, a little
really?
Bit less than we did the year before. I think the year before we raised about $24,000, and that was because of the biker church, the Humble Road mm-hmm. Biker Church.
Right.
They had about 60 people that came up and just...
Good.
And it was them against the police and...
Good, maybe they'll do, because they don't have enough people. I talked to Patrick, he said as of yesterday there were only 32 people signed up. So
oh, really?
More people need to jump Good. In the pool.
It's all about raising money for Special Olympics.
It
really.
Is.
Really, and that's what we're here for. I know some of our top fundraisers this year are already getting up there, I think. You can track that, I think, on the website, can't you? Something like that?
Yes, and you know, you have been a great contributor to the Polar Plunge, Dungeons, Bartlesville, and you know, we really appreciate that very much. With our economic downturn, it's a little bit difficult this season to raise the money, I think, that we have before with corporate sponsors.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's kind of watching the money a little bit just to be safe and, you know, be diligent with their funds and stuff like
sure.
that. So it's understandable. So we'll just, if it doesn't get a great, you know, response this year, we'll just work hard and do it another year. So it's not going to go away. I'm here. I'm the fundraiser, and I like what I do because I like what happens for the kids in the Special Olympics. 75% of the money stays in this area for Special Olympics. It doesn't go off into another area.
It doesn't go for the state. It goes for the kids that are here.
So that's a really great deal with that.
And Patrick said, too, that the money that is raised is for all the little stuff, like equipment, and that kind of thing, because you guys just don't, the equipment doesn't magically appear. You have to purchase it, you know, for the kids, like he was saying, the discus throw and the different activities that they do. So money raised from the Polar Plunge is goes towards buying a lot of that, even just batteries and stuff like that. That's what he was telling me yesterday.
Yeah, and we have one Olympian, Hunter Nichols. He's really great with bowling, and he's won a couple of championships the last couple of years. And Hunter, we were hoping to have him here this year. He was the spokesman, I think, last year, and we were hoping to have him again this year, but it's his birthday.
Oh.
So happy birthday,
happy
Hunter.
Happy birthday, Hunter.
Saturday, and he's going to go somewhere with his mom and dad, have a wonderful time. So,
okay.
But he's really been helpful. And Megan Proctor is another young woman that has been one of our
athletes
mm-hmm. and been with the Polar Plunge.
Okay.
So
well,
I have to go after
that. Exciting last summer. I know the Special Olympics really got more attention than they have before mm-hmm. through the ESPN sponsorship of the National Games,
right.
the World Games, and I know Toyota got big behind it out there in California, and I know people that if you watch sports channels, you saw that last summer. But those programs, that's the World Games, I think, and like the Olympics.
Right.
These programs happen around the state and communities all over the country, too. And it really gives these people a chance to develop their skills and work together on a goal. I mean, it's a great program.
Yeah, well, you get inspired. I mean, you see these kids, and sometimes we gripe about, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Then you see somebody with a disability of sorts, and wow, you're like, gosh, boy, if they can do it, I can do it. You know, it's just, stop getting feeling sorry for yourself. Get off your butt and do it.
Well, we'll have the track meet here in Dewey,
right.
I believe, in a couple of, when is it, in March, I think?
That
I'm thinking
right,
it's March.
On the dates.
And I know, well, I'll have more information on that when we get closer to it, but I know that volunteers will be needed for that. And what I've heard is that even if you don't want to plunge tomorrow or Saturday, spectators are always appreciated.
Well,
exactly.
We need people out there.
And it's going to be a lovely weekend. I mean, actually, the water's going to be cold, and the air's going to be warmer. So
yeah, it does look like it'll
for a
be
change.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and it's going to be at the Hilton Garden this year.
Okay.
Different than we used to have it on Frank Phillips in front of the Painted Horse.
Right.
And they've been very gracious to, you know, host us and
mm-hmm.
put up with all the water and the wetness in front of their place. But we're going to be back at Hilton Garden. Gives
in
us
the
a
parking
little,
lot there?
In the parking lot.
So
there.
You can see it from Frank Phillips,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's going
okay.
to have, they got a hot tub there and everything. So if you do jump in, you want to jump in, you can last minute if you want to come and pay your, you know, your pledge. You can jump in a hot tub after and get warm, so
yeah,
you're not going to have to
be
sit
worth
there
it.
And freeze
all,
to death.
It's all this Saturday. I think the registration starts at 10 a.m.
Right,
if I'm
exactly.
correct. If you want, you know, so you can do that morning, and then the plunges start at 11 o'clock.
Right.
All right.
And it's going to be warm enough. Like you always thought about it before, and you said, "Oh my gosh, it's so cold outside. I don't want to do it." Well, it's going to be 50 anyways, I promise, by 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, it'll be 50. And the sun is going to be out at least, which
yeah,
makes it a lot better.
Wonderful weather we've been having, and that's great. Good for the Polar Plunge. We should have a good turnout, I would think. And hopefully people will hear this and want to go register and jump in the water.
Right. Yeah, and we have a story posted online. I wrote a story about it yesterday. So you can find out more about it at BartlesvilleRadio.com. And I believe it's a picture of Vanessa Drummond that
yep.
I
well,
used
right
there.
She is our top fundraiser so far this year, and I know she's been a great supporter of this event for several years, and it's been jumping in the water. So,
I'd like to challenge both universities here to challenge each other for next year's plunge to see how many they can get plungers to go for RSU and Wesleyan University to challenge each
there
other
you
and
go.
See who can come up with the biggest
there's
amount
a good
of,
idea you need to implement
good.
That
yeah
one
I'd like
next
to see
year.
That happen RSU and Oklahoma Wesleyan University
come on out and
are
plunge
you
guys are young they can take
yeah.
it
yeah they always ask me do you plunge and I say no I'm a fundraiser if I plunge I may have a heart attack so
we don't want that
we don't want that
yeah no we don't We don't need everyone. It's right for some people and maybe not.
Well, college students are just right for that kind of thing, I think.
Well, actually, we got Commissioner Dunlap to do it about 4 years ago, mm-hmm. and he was very kind to jump in, but he did say that he would never do it again.
Well, that brings up another point. Another hat you wear in our community is you are one of our county commissioners.
I am, and it's an honor to be a county commissioner and to serve the people of Bartlesville and Washington County. I'm always looking for something to help, ways to help out and to make a difference here in Washington County.
That's
I've been
great.
Here since 1975. I've been dealing with Dungeness Ford since 1975. I feel like one of the family.
Well, you are.
I mean,
yeah.
We work together, Mike and his company, so I service a lot of our equipment out there on your heat and air business and MGB Plumbing.
Right.
Heat and air, a great company, highly recommend. And, but tell us what's going on at the county level. Are there any issues you want to talk about or things that people
well,
need to know about?
Well, I'm going to be on the radio tomorrow morning, so you can stay tuned for it. But, Wednesday, I think it was, I was at the...
Tuesday.
Tuesday,
you went to the Capitol.
Capitol building to talk to the legislators and about the shortfall that they're having. And, you know, it's something we got to work together. You mm-hmm. know, everybody's in a crunch. We're just hoping that they'll see a little more of our part, that we won't take our highway cash, put a cap on our highway cash, because that's what takes care of our roads, mm-hmm. you know, the county roads and stuff like that.
Right.
Now, there is some other caps that they'll probably put on us, CIRB cap, CIRB, they'll probably cap that a little bit. I hope it isn't too much, but if it's necessary, we're just going to have to work with everyone else and, you know, weather through the storm, and we'll come back on top. Oklahoma's strong, Washington County's strong, and we've definitely gone through a lot of stuff in our years, and
sure.
we'll make it again.
Of course.
Yeah. We always, we'll come up on the sunny side.
Yeah, now you guys do some good things. I remember when you had the Washington County Wellness Initiative, and you were able to help them out to keep their circuit route, the buses, running when you went through Grand Gateway.
Yes,
that
as a matter of fact, next week
I
am going to Grand Gateway, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more.
Oh, good.
See
All
if
right.
we can help with that somehow.
Okay. All yeah. right. That's good. That's good, because a lot of people that don't have cars.
Yeah.
They need the bus service, so.
Well, it's hard in our community to, you know, that kind of public transportation isn't really readily available.
No.
There's different ways to get it, but
yep.
definitely the efforts to continue to grow that, I think, are
right.
really important.
Right,
well,
right.
I'd like to expand it out to the county a little bit more, maybe to Oglesby and down by the, you know, Walmart, you know,
the outer corners and edges
mm-hmm.
of Washington
yeah.
County.
You can have
yeah.
a hub out there. I would say, you know, like two or three hubs where the bus could go out there and bring people in and then back out would be an ideal situation. But it's something you're going to need to work on, and we're going to have people with patience and people that want to help.
Patience? What's that?
Don't ever pray for patience, because it's not very much fun.
You pay for it and you don't get any.
Yeah, right.
Well, I do want to thank you, Mike, for your service for all of us at the county commission level. That's great. It's wonderful that you take the time to do that.
Yeah, and Dungeness has also been a great service to Bartlesville and, you know, Brad, like Brad said, we deal together, and he's worked well with me, and I think we have a great friendship.
Good.
And I appreciate that
Thank
very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Good.
Well, so a few more minutes here to
yes.
wrap up our program. I want to remind everybody about our great oil change deals. When I left this morning, it wasn't too packed, so you probably might be able to get your car in if they haven't stacked up in the meantime. If you'd rather schedule an appointment, just give us a call and ask for Lisa, and she will be glad to set you up with one of those. That way we can have your car done in a more timely fashion sometimes. But we like to do them just, you know, as you come and as you wait and on your time. That way you don't have to, you know, make a special time to do it.
Right.
And most of the time that works out really well for people. So We're going to always be able to do that. Did mention a lot of the great deals we've got on our cars right now, so we'll go back through some of that. We'd mentioned some of the deals on Toyotas and Fords. There's also some great deals on Lincolns right now with our Lincoln event. We've got a brand new Lincoln MKX that's out. That's a great vehicle that's been very popular. It's a midsize luxury crossover. It's a great, very popular vehicle. We've got starting to get a larger stock of those.
Seen Matthew McConaughey driving.
That's
it,
right.
So.
And then maybe a Lincoln certified vehicle for a few. Right now, I think we have two Navigators, an MKZ and an MKS, all in our certified fleet from Lincoln, and the Lincoln certified program is a little different from all the others. It really mirrors the original manufacturer's warranty, so it's going to cover a lot of things, not just the powertrain. A lot of certification programs, and they're great. I mean, the biggest things that can fail and cost you the most are powertrain items.
Right.
But obviously, your new vehicle warranty is going to cover a lot of other things. They call it bumper to bumper.
It's right.
Not really, that's kind of a misnomer. But, you know, it means it covers all the mechanical parts,
right.
All the things that aren't maintenance or some kind of customer caused issues.
Right.
So essentially, the Lincoln warranty carries that all the way to 100,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great deal, a great peace of mind coverage for you if that's important to you.
Okay. All right, and I'm gonna go back to the Polar Plunge.
All right, that's
well,
good.
Go back to the Polar
Saturday.
Plunge. It's Saturday, and it's registration begins at 10 a.m.
That's right.
And they start plunging or jumping. I know I put plungers, and I said no, not the kind the plumber uses. You are the plunger. And how big is the pool that they use?
I think we got the one that's old again because we can only get a certain amount of water because we have this water truck that's come in and he's donated the water to us.
It's not the fire department,
no,
it's a private.
No,
okay.
It's a private guy. And we pay him, but he gives us a check back, which is really nice.
Oh, okay, that's good.
He brings the water in and he sucks it back out, so that's cool. But I think it's about 12 feet diameter.
And how deep?
Yeah, about 4.
Okay. I'm thinking, do you remember like old time circus and they jump from the high dive into the little barrel?
With a horse.
Okay, with a horse. Right,
holy
exactly.
Moly.
Okay, we're not doing
that.
No,
we're not. Well, I don't know. Brad, would you want to try that?
No. I had to think about it for a second. But only because it was you that was asking.
Oh, golly. Oh, my
and here
God.
It goes. That'd be almost as good as the Price Tower deal with dungeons. And Brad jumps off the building with a horse
there
into a 12-foot pool.
There you go. So you can coordinate all. You can put all your different organizations that you're a part of. You can put them all together that way.
Yeah,
don't give him any ideas.
I know. We don't want to do that in a car, though. That would not be a good idea.
I know. For those
the horse would know
the,
how
the
to
truck
do
drop thing. We don't need to bring that up again.
Okay.
Did I say that?
You didn't. I did it. I did it. But you mentioned something that made me think of it.
Dear.
Back to the Special Olympics. The 10 o'clock registration. The plunges start at 11 a.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn. It's a minimum of $75 in donations is required for an individual to plunge. And you do need to sign a liability waiver, so the registration is there. Though, if you meet get to the $75, you get a great T-shirt. And
you can use the hot tub afterwards.
You can use the hot tub and warm yourself up. So it's a great deal. Oklahoma Special Olympics, I've got a few facts here, so I'll let you know that, that the Oklahoma's first Special Olympics was an athletic competition at the University of Tulsa way back in 1969. And then in 1972, Special Olympics Oklahoma became incorporated. So this has been going on a long time. The Polar Plunge is actually part of the Law Enforcement Torch Run, which is an international charity that raises money for awareness of the Special Olympics.
Right.
So, I mean, this is all tied together. And through volunteer efforts like what Mike's doing, really is what makes it all happen. We talked about all the increased exposure over the last few years, and I think that's great. Really should help build interest in it all the way. So it's a great thing. If you don't have something going on Saturday morning, come out and
You don't have to jump, but you can go, yay, or do it again. Or
and, you know, the Hilton Garden, you could give a little plug for the Hilton Garden here. You know, they get great cookies.
And, okay, and good. That's good knowledge.
You can have breakfast there and before the plunge if you want to come early, and then you could have lunch after.
There
so,
you
know. Because
you'll need lunch to warm up after you plunge into the water. All right. And Special Olympics, they have they'll be at Dewey High School, and we'll get more information for that with their track meet.
Couple months, yeah.
And they'll need volunteers to help with that, people to help time it, and a lot of different things. There's a lot of different things volunteers can do to help there. I know that we have a nice program in the Bartlesville Public School District that's involved with Special Olympics athletes, too. I've talked to them a time or two, and like to talk to them. They have the state one is in Stillwater.
Yep.
And that's, I want to say, during the summertime,
like
I believe.
June or July, no.
But if you want to help out with the Special Olympics money they raise from the Polar Plunge, goes to buy all the little things that you don't even think about. And
Mike mentioned it really impacts kids and people in our community.
Yes.
You know, there are over 10,500 athletes in the state of Oklahoma alone that participate in Special Olympics. Mm-hmm. So it really does have an impact on our state, on the people that live here. And, you know, it's over 1,700 volunteers, coaches, thousands of sponsors, donors, and other volunteers with over 140 competitions right here in the state of Oklahoma every year. So it really is a great program and something that we hope you'll come out and support on Saturday.
All right. Okay. And I believe what else can we say?
Well, it's a 501c3, right?
Yep. Oh, yes, and, you can. It's
so
it is. It is tax deductible, your money. And I'm not sure if the whole $75 is or if there's a portion of that.
I think there's a portion of it that's not. Mm-hmm. I believe that I saw that somewhere in my gathering information. I saw something like that. But it's still, it's helping somebody else, which is
I know that's what Bartlesville is known for, really, and so many great organizations in our community, and we support them all.
That's what I always like to say about Bartlesville. Bartlesville is a little as big as giving town in the country.
There's
it
no
is
doubt.
Amazing the way that the Bartians come out and unite together and give. I mean, to everything. It's
to everything. And you know, we talk a lot about it on the radio show.
Right.
We've already had also Saturday nights, the all that jazz.
Right, especially at the Hillcrest.
We had Morris and Mark on a few weeks ago to talk about that. I think there's also, if I'm not mistaken, an FFA program at the Dewey Livestock Area on Saturday night.
Yes,
We
have Mardi Gras tomorrow night.
Right, Friday night. Right, tomorrow night for Martha's Task.
Martha's Task, right.
And that's at the community center.
It is. And that's just a fun event, you know. You can dress up in Mardi Gras stuff, and it's really cool.
And can you wear a mask so you can be silly?
Yeah, you can be a mask. I think one year I dressed up like a hippie. I got my old hair piece out, and I put my hair on. I was really cool. So,
great events this weekend, like there are every weekend. So get out and have some fun. Support your favorite local cause.
Right. Or
come car shopping.
There you go. Go car shopping during the day. And then there's the Mardi Gras on Friday night. There's all that jazz on Saturday night. That benefits the Westside Community Center. So you could just...
Weekend of it.
Yeah, you could make a whole weekend of it. And, oh, yes, you got to go plunge before you go car shopping.
Yeah.
Plunge, lunch, car shopping.
Right.
All that jazz. And you got to go to Mardi Gras on Friday night. Okay,
go.
We
got
it. We have it
planned.
Covered. We have your weekend planned for you. And we've been talking to Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos. I wanted to say audios. I don't know why. And Mike Bouvier, who's Washington County Commissioner, but he's also a fundraiser for the Polar Plunge, which takes place on Saturday morning. And get out there. If you don't want to jump in, you don't have to. You should, though. I don't want to. But I'll be working, so that's my excuse. And appreciate you guys coming in.
Thank you,
Diane. It's great to be here.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
All right, have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1. For residential and commercial plumbing.